time. Yeah. He used to go wash for the kennel.
Uh-huh.
And then when they went in on the stove to cook stuff in, it was dinner gear.
I see. And how about something that you you put cut flowers in? In the, say, in your living room. You went out and cut some flowers.
Vase?
Yeah. And when you sit down to eat, you have three implements. That's a
knife, fork, and a spoon.
All right. And you have a butter knife, let's say a butter knife and a regular meat knife or something. Yeah. Say, well, we have two different.
Yes, we have a butter knife. We have a carving knife.
Okay. And so taken together, say you have three or four different, say, oh, we have several different kinds of.
Yes.
In the store, we sell. How about things for hunting? What do you call those things for hunting?
Hunting knives?
Yeah. Is that what you'd call a large knife?
Well, I've worn them so long, put it in a scabbard, they call that a hunting knife.
Yeah, okay. After a meal, a woman might get up on the table and say, now I must wet the dishes. I must.
We know if the table wash the dishes.
Okay. And then she goes over to the sink and she holds, after she washed them in soapy water, she holds them under clear water, and then you say she's.
We have a dishwasher now, washer.
All right. How about the cycles on the dishwasher? First it washes the dishes, and then it does what?
Rinses.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. But when they were done by hand, a woman would have to use something.
Wash them, rinse them all.
Okay, when she washed
down.
Them. Yeah. When she washed them, though, she might hold something in her hand to get the food off the dishes. What would that be called?
Dish mop.
Okay. And how about some, yeah, what does that look like?
About so long, and just a little threads on the end made, you know.
Has kind of a stick on the end of it. What about something used for drying the dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. And something used in the bathroom to, you're washing your face.
Wash rag.
All right. And to dry yourself in the bathroom.
Bath towel.
All right. And the water at the sink comes out the
faucet.
And how about on the side of the house?
About what?
On the side of the house, you know, we're going to put the hose up. You're going to hook up a hose at the side of your house. You're going to sprinkle your grass, let's say. You put a hose up to, you know, you have a
long hose.
Yeah. Now, what do you attach that to?
The hose bib.
Okay. What do you attach the hose bib to?
Water pipe.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting at is, would you call that a faucet or a tool?
Yeah,
you call it something else.
We call them hose bib when anybody coming in wants one.
Yeah, that's a pretty technical name, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you ever use the term either spigot or spigot?
Yes, sir.
Which one?
That one could be called a spigot.
Okay.
Spigot is usually used to be termed as a wooden spigot. You put it in a barrel.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. And if the temperature dropped way down the water froze, then you'd say the pipe
burst.
Okay. And remember in the old stores, the old general store or grocery store, you'd go in to buy say molasses or lard, and they might have it set up in a just kind of display.
Barrel.
Okay. And suddenly, if you're pouring sugar from a larger container into a smaller one, you might pour it through something. Looks something like this. Looks something like this, and you pour it.
Funnel.
Okay. And something you use to crack over a horse to make it run.
Whip.
All right. And then if you went to the store and bought a dozen oranges, the grocer might put them in a
paper bag, some of them term it.
What else?
Pope, paper bag.
Okay.